This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Taser Joe is probably stunned by a recent decision of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This case involved a Texas deputy sheriff nicknamed Taser Joe because of his frequent use of his taser. This case began when Taser Joe went to Ronaldo's landscaping business to serve an arrest warrant on Ronaldo's sister-in-law. Ronaldo asked Taser Joe what was going on, and they started swearing at one another. Taser Joe then grabbed Ronaldo's arm. Ronaldo pulled away, and Taser Joe, true to his name, fired his taser at Ronaldo's chest and then tasered him again when he was face down on the ground in handcuffs. The court said pulling out of an officer's grasp is sufficient to constitute resisting arrest, but a reasonable officer could not have concluded that Ronaldo posed an immediate threat while lying on the ground in handcuffs, and the court ruled that Ronaldo is entitled to a full trial on his claims for assault and battery. One judge dissented, but the majority ruled, and Taser Joe is in for a shock. As for the court, well, it's all in a tase work. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.